approved by the board as an ordinance. In order to be applicable, it's got to be an ordinance.
So if it's a question of fact, it should be easy to differentiate and show that that appendix was not attached to the original approved community plan.
We can have Matt look that up later.
And that's just a question of fact.
My opinion was based on Mr. Feit stating that those appendices had not been approved by the board.
Well, we've been told that they were not approved.
And that's where I was going.
With that, I want to thank Ms. McKenzie for providing this information, and I'd like to have Mr. Gonzalez come in and because we only have 15 minutes, and I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to learn and not sway from the topic at hand, and that's the cup that we're learning about. So, Mr. Gonzalez.
Thank you all very much.
Mr. Gonzalez. I know you're more to the point. I've known you.
I hope so. You can shoot your arrows right here. I don't care. I want to go back just a little bit to the water issue and infrastructure, because I think there were some things that weren't said that are, to Mr. Freeman's point, about the issuing water authority in Alpine. And it all is around Alpine Water District and Alpine Water Sewer, which is going to service Mr. Gomez. There have been several meetings of the board of directors. And the board of directors, along with an interim manager now, because the former manager has quit, he's moved on. And they are making decisions based on the administrative assistant, who has no water experience other than working under the former manager. So several meetings have been held, and that water authority has made several votes in conclusion that they are not going to hook up Mr. Gomez until they have conducted a thorough study on two areas. First, the volume of water that Mr. Gomez's RV park will consume. They do not know how hard an impact that's going to make on the rest of their servicing of the water district. The second phase also affects the sewer district. When the original application was submitted, it was not based on an RV park. It was based on a Forest Service plan for several homes at a site across the highway. There were no RVs involved, and it still has not been updated, to my knowledge. I've attended at least one board meeting where the board unanimously put this hookup on hold until they could perform a study. The board members indicate, at least two of them, to my knowledge, it's going to take a year before they can complete that study. That's going to put us well into 2023. I don't want to see Mr. Gomez held up any more than he does. In fact, I supported his business when he wanted to put his cabins online. I helped him move his washers and dryers into his facility. He used to live across the street from me. This thing has been so divisive to our small community. He won't speak to me. He won't even wave to me anymore. We used to be good friends. I'm not opposed to an RV park. I own an RV. But there's some infrastructure issues here that have not been answered because there hasn't just been not enough time to study. Two of your commissioners sit on that board. Mr. Miranda and Mr. Feit, they have this information. They know this stuff. We have gone and researched all the large community wells in Alpine. We have shown a drop in water levels in the last 5 years that show our well system is not being replenished because we have a lack of snow. I'm not talking a couple inches here. Some of our wells have dropped by 60, 70, and 80%. Our infrastructure is having a hard time keeping up with our growth. Some of our businesses are for sale because people are concerned about these issues. I've heard your board of supervisor, Mr. Davis,